Texte numéro 18. Capital Punishment. Capital punishment is the practice of executing someone as punishment for a specific crime after a proper legal trial. It is usually only used as a punishment for particularly serious types of murder, but in some countries, fraud or adultery are capital crimes. Most known executions in 2020 took place in China, Iran, Egypt, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia, in that order, China remaining the world's leading executioner, even though this data is classified as a state secret. Arguments in favour of capital punishment are based on the principle that each criminal should get what their crime deserves, and, in the case of a murderer, what their crime deserves is death. Another argument is that it may deter or prevent would-be murderers from killing people, but the statistical evidence doesn't confirm it. Still, for death penalty advocates, it is the best way to prevent from reoffending, since it is undeniable that those who have been executed cannot commit further crimes. But there is now increasing support for abolishing capital punishment, since many people argue that there are other ways to ensure the offenders do not re-offend, such as imprisonment for life without possibility of parole. Henceforth, the World Coalition Against the Death Penalty was created in Rome in 2002, and the 10th of October has been World Day Against the Death Penalty since. Many people are basically against capital punishment because they believe that everyone has an inalienable human right to life, even those who commit murder. Sentencing a person to death and executing them violates that right. The counter-argument, however, is that a person can, by their actions, forfeit human rights, and that, consequently, murderers forfeit, i.e. abandon, their own right to life. The most common argument against capital punishment is that sooner or later, innocent people will get killed because of possible mistakes made by witnesses, prosecutors, and/or jurors. As long as human justice remains fallible, the risk of executing the innocent can never be eliminated, and when capital punishment is used, such mistakes cannot be put right. There is ample evidence that such mistakes are possible. In the USA alone, 130 people sentenced to death have been found innocent since 1973 and released from death row. Besides, another argument of capital punishment abolitionists is that we cannot teach that killing is wrong by killing. To take a life when a life has been lost may be considered as revenge, which raises ethical issues. Finally, the idea that we must be punished for any act of wrongdoing, whatever its nature, relies upon a belief in human free will and in a person's ability to be responsible for their own actions, which turns the arguments into a psychiatric or a philosophical investigation. Adapted from BBC Ethics Guide, October 2021.